Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Those numbers kind of speak for themselves. I think that word draconian is not inappropriate.
Draconian is not inappropriate. MTA chief Lee Sander using the D word last November to describe the fare hikes and service cuts that the sliding economy might require to fund the transit system. It's only gotten worse since then, and we're coming to the deadline on this. They have to vote at an MTA board meeting on March 25th what to actually do with the fares, with service. They don't know yet how much money they're going to have because Albany can't decide on payroll tax or commuter tax or East River Bridge tolls, Harlem River Bridge tolls. So here we are, folks. New Yorkers, pick your poison, and I mean it. Draconian fare hikes, one option, along with the bus and subway service cuts. They would go up 25% to 30%, according to the MTA. 25% or 30%. You ready for that? Is that better or worse than East and Harlem River bridge tolls? All right. Is that better or worse than a payroll tax on businesses in the MTA region, or maybe reimposing the commuter tax on workers who work in the city but live outside the city? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. The deal is, it is crunch time. It is deadline time, and they are stuck in Albany. Albany, I always thought Albany political gridlock was one word. I heard it so often together over the last number of years. But here we are, Albany political gridlock. Which is worse? Now, what we're going to do, as your calls are coming in at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, slow enough for you to write it down, is make sure that we don't get overwhelmed with people from one locality. Like, a lot of people from Manhattan are calling in. We're going to have to bump some of you. Sorry. We want to hear, because there are different interests in different parts of the region. People in Brooklyn and Queens don't want to pay East River Bridge tolls. It's Harlem River Bridge tolls if you live in the Bronx. People from outside the five boroughs don't want to pay a commuter tax. This is why Albany is stuck. Nothing is politically acceptable. So call us up. What is the least bad way to fund the MTA? And who could make sense of all this? Well, maybe Pete Donahue can. He's the Daily News transit reporter. And if anybody can, I think he can. Hi, Pete. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
They are in a pick-your-poison moment in Albany, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. And unfortunately, there's enough legislators who don't want to pick, and that's putting the strap hangers in quite a bind.
Well, that's it, exactly, isn't it? Because what I'm afraid will happen is that they will choose by not choosing, that the draconian fare hikes and service cuts will be imposed because that option requires no action by elected officials. New tolls or new taxes do, and it's too hard to get enough lawmakers to vote for any of them. So is that the scenario?
Well, I mean, that's the worst-case scenario, certainly, and I think the fear is exactly that Albany won't do anything, and the MTA really doesn't have a choice in this one. I mean, they can't print money. I know that's cliche, but they legally must have a balanced budget, and they only have two ways of really doing that, and that's cutting expenses and raising fares.
By the way, this just in from our newsroom, Bernard Madoff, in case you wanted to know, has pleaded guilty on all 11 charges. He will not be sentenced immediately, but we should find out pretty soon whether he's going to get to go home now for maybe a couple of weeks while a judge considers the next step, or whether he's going to be sent to actual prison, not his penthouse prison, at the end of this hearing. So stay tuned. But Madoff did plead guilty to all 11 charges against him. Cheryl in the West Village, pick your poison.
Groaningly, the bridge tolls, but the proviso that it's not two options. There is a possibility of a third, albeit not as big. The idea of raising money by, among other things, hiring what would function essentially as bounty hunters, people with digital cameras, to run around and take pictures of double and triple parked cars along the avenues, certainly in the West Village, we're nailed with them all the time. We don't love them much, and we feel quite helpless. Split the fees with the people taking the pictures, raise some money, help traffic. Also, what about charging, I can't believe I do this, I'm saying this because I do it all the time, but charge 25 cents to transfer on the buses.
They would have to take it off. I see what you're saying. They could.
It's already programmed in.
It's programmed in, so it could be deducted from your MetroCard. Interesting. Now you You wouldn't ticket the poor double parkers during alternate side, would you?
I don't drive, so you really want me to answer that?
Well, okay. I wouldn't ticket the poor double parkers during alternate side. Cheryl, thank you very much. Anything there to work with? I don't think there's probably enough money, Pete. In the most stringent, you know, and I'm all down with Cheryl on the scoff law double parkers and the trucks, especially that double park and things like that and idle. But you can't raise the MTA's deficit that way or much of it, you think?
No, I don't think so. And funny enough or not funny at all, I mean, there's been a push to get authorization from Albany to use cameras, you know, for the city to use cameras to write tickets for parking violations, and they've been able to get that authorization.
Right.
So I don't think they're going to give it to you and me.
It's not even the same pot of money, because the MTA is one thing. The city transportation department, I guess, or the police department writes the tickets, and so it would go into city coffers, which is not the MTA. How about the transfer? Are they considering that at MTA headquarters? Of course, you get free transfer now from subway to bus to subway, and in some cases, bus to bus.
No, I've never heard that come up at all. I mean, their whole point is they're trying to increase ridership and encourage people to take mass transit and not drive. So I think they would kind of see that as a step backwards.
Harvey and Mamaroneck, pick your poison.
Well, I'm steadfastly opposed to any kind of road tolls. I think that they are inefficient. They contribute to traffic congestion and air pollution and waste of energy. If, in fact, they want to make the motorist pay, there are other ways of doing it. Increase the gasoline tax by by a penny or two. But to line up and pay cash, pay your taxes in cash every day.
Well, of course, it's a deduction now with these smart cards, right? So a camera would read your license plate and it would be deducted from your credit card, I guess, Pete. Is that the way it works?
What if you don't have a credit card?
Or Pete, how does that work?
It would be an EasyPass system. It would just have an overhead gantry. You'd drive through, and if you didn't have EasyPass, they'd send you a bill.
Well, I mean, the problem I have with that is they're going to send you a bill. How are they going to collect it? And how many times do you pull in behind a guy in an EasyPass lane who shouldn't be there and ties up traffic?
Well, there would be no tolls. There would be no gates. You just fly through.
Harvey, what about why do you say that a gasoline tax would be more acceptable to you than tolls, if it's coming out of the driver's pocket?
As someone who commuted to Long Island from Westchester County for 26 years, I had to cross the Throgneck Bridge on a daily basis. And even when they had exact change, and even when they had easy pass.
Right. But they are talking about just camera reads, no toll stations. The cameras would be stationed out in the middle of traffic. Now, maybe you have privacy concerns with this, but the cameras would just read your license plate, then deduct from your easy pass. This is the toll of the future. Eventually, there are going to be no more toll plazas. So if they were able to institute that system for this, would that make it less onerous?
It would certainly make it less onerous. I agree with that. But again, the problem becomes one of collection. Mm-hmm. You mail somebody a bill. What if you don't pay the bill?
Harvey, thank you very much. And Pete Donahue, transit reporter for the Daily News. There is the Anthony Weiner scenario now because he proposed something. And I wonder if this is just because he may be running for mayor of New York City. He proposed, instead of a $2 Eastern Harlem River Bridge toll, a $4.15 one, but that would only be charged to people who don't live in any of the five boroughs. So he's running for mayor of the people of the five boroughs. Okay. He doesn't want the transit fare to go up. Good. He doesn't want the people in Brooklyn and Queens and Bronx and Staten Island to be charged to go into Manhattan by their car. But he wants people in Nassau and Suffolk and Westchester and Rockland, or anybody comes in New Jersey through Staten Island to be charged if they come in that way. Do you think there's any chance in Albany, as they say, that this would actually get passed? Or is he just posturing for a mayoral run?
Well, I think that's part of the problem here. I mean, you have politicians throwing out ideas that are just, you know, to be generous, ridiculous. No chance ever of being passed, and unfair. And that's happening all over the place, and it's politics at its worst. And no, I mean that wasn't worth the paper it was printed on.
Howard in Pelham Bay in the Bronx. You're on WNYC. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
All right. What's your poison?
Well, I'm old enough to remember when the Staten Island ferry wasn't free, and I think they should start charging for that again. I think 25 cents a ride, and there you go. And I agree with that woman also, 25 cents for the...
The transfers?
Transfer. And also, I live up here on the Bronx.
How about if they give you a little piece of paper again, like they did in the 80s? And you could, you know, take the little piece of paper and hand it to the bus driver.
Right. No. Oh, that. Well, yeah. Remember those days? I remember those days.
Right? But
absolutely. And also, up here in the Bronx...
I don't want him to come back, though. Go ahead.
The BX-12 bus, which is now that famous select service.
Yes.
And I ride that bus occasionally, and there's a tremendous amount of people who get in that bus on the back door, and I don't think they're paying.
You don't think that's working. This is the experiment where you actually, to speed the entry onto the bus, because everybody, that's in effect a cross-town bus. It goes
across the Bronx.
Fordham Road
right.
and 207th Street in Manhattan. And it's in effect a cross-town bus. And we all know how the cross-town buses stop forever at each corner, certainly in Midtown Manhattan, to pick up and drop off people. Here you actually pay your fare outside at the bus stop, and then you can walk right on with this receipt.
You can walk into on the back door.
So you think it's not working?
And
because
it's not working. And I think fare enforcement, especially in the Bronx,
yeah,
at both and also at the Pelham Bay station where I live, in the summertime, there are droves of people coming on from Orchard Beach who walk through the gates, and the token clerk, he has no power of enforcement. I've seen, you know, crowds of 30 or 40 kids and beachgoers coming and going right. on the weekends who don't pay.
Yeah, interesting. Actually, I've done that ride, and I think I've gone to Orchard Beach and come off, but you have to line up. There are so many people coming off the beach at the end of the day that you kind of line up. I actually think it's harder to get away without paying your fare on the BX-12 at Orchard Beach than it is on the rest of the route. But Pete Donahue, Daily News transit reporter, what happened to the idea of the payroll tax, a small one-third of 1% to be paid by employers imposed on every business throughout the MTA region? And it looked for a while like it was politically acceptable to the legislature. What happened?
Well, I mean, the assembly, Shelley Silver said the assembly would pass that entire package, which is the payroll tax, which is drivers paying to go over what are now the free bridges, $2, which is the same, you know, you have to pay to ride the subway, and then what the MTA would call a modest fare hike of about 8%. So it's still there. It's still alive. The opposition seems most vocal against the tolls. Even though it's down to $2, which, as I said, is equal to the subway and bus ride. So I think that's still out there.
All right. See that line 8 that's open right now? Whoever's calling on line 8, don't take it. We're going to save line 8 for anybody from Staten Island. We haven't gotten a Staten Island caller yet. Staten Islanders, what do you think? Staten Islanders, pick your poison. Draconian fare hikes and bus and subway service cuts, or East River and Harlem River tolls, or a payroll tax for every business in the MTA region, or the Anthony Weiner idea. I want to hear from somebody on Staten Island, 212-433-9692, 433-WNYC. But Joy in Dix Hills is up next. Hey, Joy.
Yes, hi. The state needs an increased payroll tax, not just the MTA. It's been negotiated now for a long time that they were going to increase our payroll tax. We need to increase our payroll tax, even if it's just a small amount. It would allow for increased disability benefits, which, talk about draconian, state disability in New York is still $170 a week. Tax.
Joy, thank you. Emma in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
I actually think that we shouldn't increase a payroll or add a payroll tax, and I really don't think that it makes any sense to increase the fares. They're already incredibly expensive. It's really hard for someone who doesn't earn, you know, isn't a middle class or upper middle class person living in the city to buy themselves a MetroCard, particularly if their business doesn't pay for it. You know, I think the best route here, and, you know, as you said, it is a poison, so I think the best route is to impose a commuter tax on people driving in from New Jersey, because that would decrease traffic in the city and hopefully, you know, speed people through the city, and it would also have more people on the trains themselves. So you'd have...
And I'm going to leave it there because we're running out of time, but you mentioned the commuter tax, which we used to have a tax on people who work in the city, get their paychecks in the city but live outside the city, and that was done away with by Shelley Silver and the legislature in a political deal in the 90s. But Pete Donahue, transit reporter for the Daily News, Republican State Senator Marty Golden of Brooklyn was here recently, and he insisted that the payroll tax and East River Bridge tolls were not the only choices, and that the commuter tax could actually be brought back in this session of the legislature. Listen to this.
We've shown compromises out there, such as the commuter tax, I think is something that would work for our city. That, I think, is a tax that, even though I'm against taxes, that's a tax I believe that could work, that could help us get through this tough time.
But is that seriously on the table right now?
I believe it's being discussed heavily in the Senate, yes.
So, Pete, do you put this in the category of the Wiener dream, or, you know, is that a real choice really on the table in Albany right now, bring back the old commuter tax?
Well, I mean, some in the Senate are talking about it, you know, but again, it goes back to the problem. Nobody wants their constituents to pay, and I don't think there's a lot of upstaters or a lot of, you know, anything above the Bronx is upstate to us would go for that either. I mean, the beauty of the Ravage plan is that everybody pays a little bit, and once you start picking it apart and starting replacing it, that this argument is made, and I think rightly, then you're going to get into real trouble and a real possibility that, not surprisingly, nothing will get done up in Albany.
Lou on Staten Island's going to get the last word. Lou, you got 30 seconds.
All right, wonderful. I think they should bring the commuter tax back. The problem that I have with the tolls on the bridges is that's something that's not going to go away. Case in point, the Verrazano Bridge, which was supposed to be paid for in full within 5 years with the toll, and now we're paying $10 just to go over the bridge every day.
So then you'd get hit again after you go over the Verrazano if you come in on the Brooklyn Bridge or Manhattan Bridge or something.
It's getting very expensive, especially if you commute every day.
Lou, thank you very much. Would we be talking about this, Pete, if they had enacted the congestion pricing?
No, probably not. They didn't act on that, and I guess they felt they could put it off, and they did put it off. But now this really does seem to be crunch time.
Crunch time, because the MTA has to enact a budget on March 25th, and so far there is not the political will in Albany to do anything, to pick a poison other than doing nothing, which would be to let the MTA raise fares by 25% to 30% most likely and impose draconian service cuts as described by MTA Chief Lee Sanders. So here we are, folks. That's the update. We can't just sit here and think that this is not coming. It is coming on March 25th, one way or another. So we wanted to give you a chance to pick your poison and keep the conversation going. Pete Donahue, transit reporter for the Daily News. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Brian Lehrer in WNYC. We're going to switch from cars to bicycles next, and then New York City Schools Chancellor Joel Klein. Stay tuned.